Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you today?
Great, John. We're just trying to figure out how much it costs me to supposedly put me on Google. I don't I what your person is saying is different than what I understand how it works. So,
Oh, okay.
yeah. So
Well,
anyways, but again, we're just trying to understand what it's gonna cost me to be a preferred Google listing.
gotcha. Yes, sir.
What?
Well, we'll definitely dive into full detail as far as what it entails, how we do it, pricing, all of it. So right now, Tara's sending some information to catch me up to speed in the call right now. I just got it here, and I'm speaking with Todd. Is that right?
I'm Todd with Captain Todd's Electrical and Lighting.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, by the way, sir. And far
Thanks.
as Yeah, definitely, definitely. I see your radius that you would like to service here is pretty local. You know, it's about 20 miles out, both residential and commercial, correctly on that?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Okay, so how this whole thing works is, let's say I'm in within that area, that vicinity of 20 miles, okay? And it doesn't matter if I know your business name or not. If I'm typing in keywords or phrases, and let's say you get to choose and modify them as well too at any time. No additional cost at this. Okay. Your business will pop up on that first page as a top recommended company. Okay. Now, how we get this thing up and running is because we're a premier Google Channel partner. We have one position that was available, just became available. And so we're trying to fulfill it per Google guidelines, only one company. So we make sure it's very exclusive by saying we're not going to work with anybody else who does what you do in the area, period. We take it very seriously here at Local Splash so that way your leads are not being spread out to other competitors and have you guys go head to head. Okay, just when it makes sense. Now, the customers obviously are not going to be chased down by you. They're going to chase you down, right? Because they're looking for your services and they talk directly to you. So there's no middleman. We kick out any type of third party. You provide us whatever phone number you like to be contacted on, or text, or email, or all three. We're very flexible to make that happen for you. Okay? Now, it is month-to-month service, no contracts, all right? And it's going to be a flat rate. Okay, so there's no paper lead, call, job, click, or anything like that. Okay? So, yes, sir. Now, do you have any questions so far that we're going through here? I'm about to get to the pricing for you right now.
That's the number one question is, how much does it cost, sir?
Yes, sir. All right. So cost is only at $149 a month, month to month. And this is including more stuff that we're about to talk about, but I just want to make sure I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to dodge your question here. But month to month, it's only at $149. No pay-per-call, no pay-per-call, click, job, nothing like that. It's just a flat rate. Is that something you can
Cool.
comfortably budget?
Hell yeah.
Awesome, man. Now, I don't want to sound like I feel like I always sound like an infomercial every time I ask. I say, hey, but wait, there's more for you. Like, what this includes is not just getting on the first page of Google, but you literally get to own 60 different directories as well, too. Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages. I'm just naming a few off the top of my head here, but you get to own all of those as well, too. So not only do you have these, but you have your first page listing as well, too. And you get to track it all. So if you get an account login and password, you get to log into a client dashboard, we call it. You get to see exactly where these customers are calling from. You get to call them back if you missed it. And you get to see what keywords are being searched to find your services and what's not working so that we can modify it at any time. So it's really an incredible system that we have going on for you as well too. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So, as far as pricing, what this entails, how we do it, and everything like that, sounds to me like this is something I can help you with your business here. You already have a website going, correct? I see the Captain Todd's Electrical. Perfect. How is your website working for you right now? Is it bringing everything you
It
need?
doesn't, no, it doesn't show up on Google at all. Like when I put, that was our big thing. We were thinking on trying to reach out to a web designer or something like that. It's taking too long to load. Is that website takes like 9 seconds.
Yeah, I just did it actually. It was still loading for me. Yep. I mean, don't get me
So because
wrong.
it has,
Yeah, I was gonna
no,
say like
it's 9 seconds.
what was that?
Yeah, it's nice looking, yeah. But the problem is it has 12,000 lines of code. So I'm wanting to do like a drop page where I, you know, get something that maybe has 300 lines of code or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And do something different so that I have a so that people can, when they find my page, is that something that you guys do too? Do you guys design drop pages and stuff like that?
Yeah. So we are a one-stop shop. Now, when it comes to doing more, obviously, it adds to the package, right? So everything we talked about, that's one package. That's our pro package, right? For the next package right above it, I can make sure to get you the lowest pricing on there for that. And it'll only be $100 more monthly. Now, what that includes is not just the website on there, but also even Facebook ads and Facebook business page. Are you doing any type of social media for that? Not currently. Okay. I'm going to tell you this. You can take it with a grain of salt. I wouldn't take any offense. But I talked to so many businesses throughout the U.S. through Local Splash here, and Facebook works magic. The conversion rates comparison from Facebook to Google ads themselves, Facebook has like 100% more conversion rate. It's ridiculous. Okay, so let's say I go on Google, I see your website, I see, you know, I love your services, I just don't need it at the exact moment. If I go on Facebook later, your Facebook ads will be popping up on their feed. So it's a lot more marketing, brand exposure for you, and it's a click to call. So if they click on it, it goes directly to you as well too on that. Now, this package, like I said, is only at $249 a month. And that's including your website as well, too, if you need to revamp it. You'll have an account management team to back you up Monday through Friday. And you get a Facebook business page with the Facebook ads on there as well, too, plus everything else we spoke about. So I'm not too sure if that's something you might be more interested in or if you'd like to just go ahead and get that 60 different directories and on that first page.
I like the idea of the $149 a month to where actually – or Captain Todd will actually show up. If someone says electrician near me, then you're saying that Captain Todd's electrical will show up on that, in that first page of.
You got it.
Where it will, it'll show like a dot on the little map saying, oh, here's an electrician near you.
You got it. That's exactly what that is. Yes, that's the local map section. You will be popped up on that first page. And I'm just giving you a heads up. Our lowest package, obviously, is less traffic, right? So I don't know if you understand, because I remember you sending in the beginning of this call here, you have a different understanding of how it works, right? Well, as far as the rankings go, the placement on that first page, it depends on your traffic, people finding you, for one, and two is reviews. So anytime you're doing work or anything like that, try to get reviews as best as possible, because that helps your ranking faster, right? Now, when it comes to traffic, that's why we get your all your 60 different directories, we get it done within the first 5 to 7 days. We move very fast, okay? Now, when it comes to the other package, you have your Facebook ads as well, too, and a Facebook business page, which exploits it big time. It boosts it incredibly. And it goes further out on mileage if you need it there, if you need to do that, or we can condense it. So you won't have to be charged more once you're established and you're like, hey, listen, I want to spread out my wings a little bit further out. It's already there for you. And two, you know, I just want to give you the heads up. It's my job to let you know. I'm not going to hold anything back here. I'm going to put everything on the table for you. To get on the first page of Google with the pro package at $149, to take anywhere from, I'm going to say, right at 45-day marker there. Okay, so it does take some time for you to get on the first page, though. Now, on the other one, the second pick, the other package that we're talking about, I mean, our average is 30 to 45 days, but I'm going to say right now that because you have everything already set, it could be a lot quicker too. So the ball's in your park. I just kind of want to make sure I put the options out there for you and see what's best fit for you. Because the last thing I wanted to do is have you throw money out the door for something you don't need either. You know what I mean?
Cool. I hear you. So I'm definitely interested in the 149 thing, getting that local listing.
Sure.
And I think the Facebook thing is a great idea also. I mean, if we're only talking another $100, right? That's what you're saying?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
$249 a month.
You got it. Yep.
Cool. I would love to see.
So Todd, which one would you like? Which one would you prefer to go ahead and begin?
You're in a double conversation here. We have two people in the room, so.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry, I didn't know. Sorry.
No, he just walked in. What do you want to do? I mean, give us 1 second.
1 second. I'm just going to,
yeah,
I'm
no
still
problem.
Here. I'm
okay.
Putting you on mute. Yeah. So, John?
Yes, sir.
All right. Awesome. So, are you going to send me an email or something like that? Because I want both. I want the...
It's not, you don't get, the 249 gets all of that plus.
Okay.
Correct, John?
You got it. Yes. You tell him. No, I'm kidding. I love it. Yes, it's $249 for Facebook ads, help with your website, 60 different directories, first placement on Google on that first page here, and then also you get your account management team to back you up Monday through Friday. So if you ever need to change up keywords, if you ever need to change promotions on the website or anything like that, they can do that for you. I'm going to tell you guys both this. The most important thing throughout this whole process is communication. So yes, you'll be talking with our techs most of the time. I'll be your second form of contact in case you can't reach them for any reason. I'll reach out to them to get them for you if I have to, okay? But we can't read anyone's mind. So if you guys need to change a few things, change an address, change a keyword, run a new promotion, please let us know. That way we can take care of that as soon as possible for you, okay?
And then I have one quick question. So
yes.
The 45 days. Could you explain that to me? I just didn't quite understand.
Sure.
So the local, I get, would that be kind of instant and then, or is that take 30 to 45 days?
Okay, yeah. So the timeline breakdown works like this. The reason why rankings move up in listings right now, let's pretend, I'm just going to pretend that your business name is on like the 10th page. Let's just say that just to help the example here, okay? Right now it's on the 10th page. Well, it's because one, we need to build up traffic for people to find your business and click on you, right? But two, it's also for reviews. Those are the two main factors right there. So what we do first is obviously we make sure that Google verifies you, right? They're going to send a letter through the mail to verify that you're a real person, real business. And then once that letter comes back to them, or you guys can send it through, I think you can call them, you can email them, and go on their website, or even send the letter back. However, they make it convenient to respond. But once that goes through, the sky's the limit. We move quick already. We start from today, pretty much. And we build off all your 60 different directories, because Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, all these different areas and directories, people are searching on those as well, too. So the more you grasp of a lot of people and the traffic finding you through all these directories, it's going to speed up the process of you moving up the line on that on the ranking system. So you go up to the closer to that first page. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, no, it totally does. I just only heard part of it, and so, yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. So what the next thing we'll do then is, because I want to make sure you have everything on paper, I want to make sure to secure your spot, to speed up this process, I want to make sure to go over just a few things because, again, Google's got to send out a letter to you guys. For Todd, or I don't know who we want to put on their name under here, but I'm assuming Todd, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And is Todd T-O-D-D?
Yes.
All right. And then, Todd, how do you spell your last name, sir?
S-H-I-E-L-S.
Right, perfect. And then also, what's the best email we can send invoice and also a second form of contact for you as well?
So there's, on our website, there's info@CaptainTodds with an S, two D's,
electrical.com. Okay, perfect. Perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to secure a spot for a technician call for you guys. Now, all we ask for is an hour window. That does not mean they're going to take a full hour to talk to you guys, all right? It just means that they're going to call you within that time frame. And everything that we go over today takes 10 minutes. I'm going to send it to them today so that way they can work on it. When they do talk to you, they're not starting from scratch. They're not starting from zero, okay? So give me just a second. Is this the best phone number to reach you on, though, the 5429?
Yes, 530-685-5429, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And Todd, do you guys have availability tomorrow to possibly chat with them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And what works better for you, morning or like toward the middle of the day, evening?
I have a chiropractor appointment at like 11 something.
So yeah, so afternoon would be great.
Afternoon is?
When you guys say morning, what's morning for you guys?
Oh, we're in California. We're in Fountain Valley. Me personally, I'm in Tampa, Florida, man, so we're all over the U.S. But we run off PST time. So, I mean, morning, we can go as early as like 8 o'clock if you want.
No, we'll do afternoon.
Afternoon it is. All right. Later better, like 2 o'clock, would you say?
Yeah, 2 o'clock would be great.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to put you guys in here because I don't want anyone taking off the slot right now, so I'm going to take care of that first. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email from Google Calendar. This is going to also be my email, so in case you need to contact me on it, and it has my phone number, my extension on it as well, too. Okay? And we're just going to make sure that our techs know that you're committed for the tech call, but they're going to hit yes on their end, so that way they show they're committed on their end, too. Okay? Just a
cool. And when do we have to pay you?
Payment will be before, so it'll be today to get started in order for the tech call to happen. Yes, sir.
Great.
Okay. And then also, I want to make sure I have here. Oh, I spelled that wrong. That's probably why. Okay, I'm sending it right now to you. Let me know you got it.
We will let you know as soon as we see it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Did I pronounce your name, last name correctly? Is it Shields?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
That's correct.
All right. I just want to be respectful, you guys. That's all.
All right. Local Splash. Gotcha. You on calendar?
Beautiful. And if you can hit yes on your right, and then that'll come through, I'll be able to see it too. Awesome. Got it. And then, Todd, as far as the business name, I want to make sure it's consistent throughout the web. I have Captain Todd's, it's plural, Lightning Electrical. Is there any type of LLC, co dot, or anything like that?
Lightning and Electrical.
Yeah, it's Lightning and Electrical.
Oh, is it an and sign or is it the spelled out A-N-D?
And sign.
Okay, got it. And then for the address to the business on there, this is for when Google sends a letter out to you, so we want to make sure it matches on there. What's the business address then?
It'd be on the web page, but it's 13090.
Okay.
Hostler, H-O-S-L-E-R, Avenue.
Chico, right. 95973?
95973, yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And then also, sorry, for some reason, it loads slow for me on your website. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, we are quite aware of that. We were talking to a friend of ours. It's like, this thing is taking like 9 seconds to load. He saw you got too much code on here is what he looked at it and said, but there's too much code.
I build websites on the side for myself and everything, but I'm not going to personally do this for you. Our techs will, and I can say that's probably one of the big factors right there. So These guys will work magic with you. If you need to revamp the whole thing and then a whole other one, they got you on that, okay? And if you want to just use this one and then manage it, that's a whole other story. But if you ask me, this is just my personal opinion, not coming from Local Splash, I would highly suggest to listen to what they got so that way you can have the best option. So that way when customers load a when a customer clicks on a website, they don't want to wait. The whole point is about convenience, right? So just like how they don't want to look at a second or third page, right? So
correct.
That's just something. Yeah.
Now are you saying that your text will actually be able to create a drop page for us or something like that?
Yeah, like you just talk away to them. I already put in a link for them to look at as well. So if you need them to manage it and do different things with that, they can do that. If not, you want a whole brand new one and start from slate, they can do that for you too. It's no additional charge. I don't want you to feel like I'm trying to upsell you on anything, okay? This is all included for you.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Awesome.
Now we're going to go over a few things here because, again, I don't want them starting from scratch when they talk to you tomorrow. The phone number that you want to be contacted on from your customers, is it the same number or do you want them to contact a different number?
Nope, the same number, the 530-685.
Okay. And did you want them to also text you as well or email or just phone call?
Yeah, they can text me on that. They can text me on that phone number. They can email's great too at the info at Captain Todd's.
Gotcha. Okay. And then we're going to go over some keywords and phrases as well too. Now, I don't expect you to have it all at hand, obviously, but as much as possible, so that way I can go ahead and have them work on a few things, and then you have until tomorrow as well, too, to let them know more. Again, if you need to modify it later down the road, there's no additional charges or anything like that, just got to let us know, okay? But for right now, let's get a few out of the way here. Obviously, electrical. So what else would you like to go ahead? And you know the lingo better than I do in the area.
Electrical, electrician, near me, residential electric.
Commercial as well, right?
Yep, commercial electric, residential electric. I mean, then obviously the number one search thing is electrician near me. You know, it's like, I don't know how we would put that on your website. You know, put it on the, electrician near me. You know, I think the number one thing is you need to have that electrician multiple times on your website so that it pops, so it populates, right? So
And then this one's going to be for as far as the Google though searches on here, I would suggest putting as much as possible. So you got electrical, residential, commercial. I put the and sign, electric, electricians, you know, things like that. The more the merrier, because you never know what the person's going to type in on Google on there, you know. But we will be able to see it by tracking it later down. So if you're like, all right, these words didn't work out, let's change them out with this one. You're more than happy to. You're more than welcome to. Okay?
Cool. So we could put lighting, electrical. We could put industrial electrical. Or you could put lighting repair or electrical repair.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Lighting repair. Okay. Electrical repair.
You could put car charging. You could put
car charging panel install.
Or you could put panel install.
Panel install. Okay. Man, you guys do car charging, huh? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Is that like a hard thing to do? Sorry, I'm I like to know things.
Electric, you know.
As long as you know how to do electricity, it's not hard, but if you don't, it's deathly.
Yeah, man. Okay, my father, he taught me a lot of, like, handyman work, you know, a lot of construction, things like that. But the one thing I stood away from was electric, man. I was so petrified by it. So, I don't know. I guess you can trust me with that.
I don't know if you noticed the website, but it is a skull and crossbones because electricity is deadly if you don't know what you're doing.
Okay, I got you, man. I'll go with the captain, like Jack Sparrow type of deal, man. I love it. You know, I'm in Florida and Tampa, so we always do we always celebrate like a lot of pirates and stuff like that. So I thought it was pretty cool just in general.
My lady's all, oh no, John, that be the real reason.
Ah, yes, arr. All right. I get too distracted. Okay, so what I'm going to do, guys, is I'm going to put in customer may want to add more. That way, when you guys talk to the tech tomorrow, if it is something you guys forgot or would like to add, they'll add it in there at that time, okay?
Yeah, you can put, I mean, I do have some stuff written on one of our pages. Like, for example, it's like electrical lighting repair company in Chico. With over 25 years experience, Captain Proud Lighting Electrical offers full-service solutions for all your commercial and residential overhead lighting needs in Northern California. So,
nice.
But that's on the, again,
that's on
I think our biggest issue, and hopefully your technicians can help us out, is creating a page that is more fluid when you go to open it. It just has too much code in it that it's taking too long to load.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm sure they're probably going to, once they pop it up, they'll probably bring it up to you, if anything. I'm not going to lie. But they will see all this and go over it into detail. So, again, it's communication and everything. That's what they're going to be there for. Okay, so never hesitate to say, hey, listen, this word is spelled incorrectly. Can you please change this for me? Or, hey, listen, I would like to add this or change this up. Do you have a suggestion? That's what they're there for, okay? So never hesitate to ask.
Cool.
Yes, sir. I want to make sure I have this here. Oh, my God, where did this month go? Last month just flew. Tomorrow's the second already.
Yeah.
Holy macro. All right. And now, do you guys have a – so to do the Facebook business page – there's one requirement to have a Facebook personal page. Does not mean we look at anything on their personal or use anything on their personal. It's just a requirement for that. Do you guys have at least a personal page so we can build a business one
for
you?
Yeah, I have a personal page. Yep,
okay.
I do have a personal page.
All right, so what I'm going to do, it makes it easier. I'm going to send you another email. I'm just going to say, hi, this is John. That's all I'm going to do. And if you could send just the URL, copy and paste it that way, that would be great. If not, I mean, you can read it off to me, but I know that sometimes the URLs are really long. So let's do it this way.
For what?
I don't know.
John, I don't understand what you mean.
Oh, so your URL is like kind of like if you looked at you typed in on the web, www.facebook.com/your Facebook page. So whatever that URL is, we need that link right there. So no password, no nothing like that. We just need a link.
I don't understand.
Do
you want me to open up Facebook and you want me to screenshot the link or something like that?
Here, maybe easier. Do you have an iPhone or what kind of phone do you have?
We're talking on Android right now.
Android? Oh, I know. I knew you guys were awesome. So I have an iPhone because of my wife, but whatever. All right, so when you open up the Facebook app, there should be a menu button. I'll walk you through
this
one.
Oh, okay. Hold on. He's got to grab his other phone.
I have multiple phones. That way, I can do things like this.
All right. Hey, you guys are Android users. I love it. Don't, enough said. And you got a skull and a pirate up on there on the website, so... You guys are still 20 out of 10 for cool guys over here.
Well, in Tampa, they've got a lot of pirate stuff going on there.
Oh, my gosh. The Gasparilla is ridiculous. I thought it was like a one-day thing. It's like a half-a-year thing, I'm more like. People dress like pirates all the time still. But it happens up in February, actually.
So I went to the menu, and you want me to open – where do you want me to go to on the menu?
Okay, so from the menu, there should be let me pull up a few – if I remember this. You want to see your profile. Does it say anything like that?
Settings and privacy you want to go to, or?
No, it'll have like your picture. Like
it's right here. Yeah, no, go back.
Hold on one second. Yeah, I got it. See your profile. Okay.
Yep. Okay, once you're there, right underneath your picture, it will say, like, don't click this, edit profile, but then right next to it, three dots. Do you see something like that?
Yeah. I do.
Click that. Yeah, click those three dots.
Oops. All right.
And then you should be able to scroll through. Don't worry, yeah. Just scroll down, it'll take copy link. Yep, there it is.
Yeah, I see that.
Awesome. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email, and you can just paste it onto that email, and then I'll be able to add it.
Okay, so I can take a screenshot of this right here. Do you want me to send that screenshot, or do you want me to...
No, hit copy link. That's probably better because it might not fit the whole thing. And I probably won't be able to see it too well.
Okay, so now you need to...
All right, I'm sending you an email.
It did copy link. But...
Okay, Todd. Can you get into info of Captain Talks on this one?
No.
Log in the Facebook contract.
It's already on that. You just click on it. You just go to the home page and click on it. You know the home page where you see everything?
Yeah, sorry. The desktop.
The desktop. And then we just go to right here, so it's Facebook.
Okay, got it.
Are you guys holding up over there?
We're doing good.
Hey.
We've got multiple phones, multiple things.
The computer open and take it into other, take it into the email on the phone where you can get onto Facebook, so it's just, you know.
Oh, Lord. I'm sorry to make it complicated for you guys.
It's all right.
It's no big deal.
All right.
So, John, you were sending us a...
Yeah, I just sent you an email, another one, just in case, so that way you can paste the URL in there. I typed in just, this is John from Local Splash.
I don't know where
nothing?
That is on the...
No,
it's...
See, so it should be, just click there.
Yeah, I did. I clicked that.
Okay, and then...
If you double tap it, maybe it might say hit. It'll say paste.
No, we're having other.
When you open it up on the computer, it's a little bit
different
than when you open it on the phone.
Oh yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
Go ahead, click that.
Did you not see the link on there?
No, I didn't. Go ahead.
It looks like you got.
I thought I had seen something where. Yeah, see it. Nope. Let's go view as. I don't know what. Yeah.
Would it be easier if I text you? And you guys can send it through a text? Would that be better?
Yeah.
If you could text me at 408-234-0518.
Oh, hold on. Sorry, you went way too quick for me. I gotta save a few things before I move out of here. I want to make sure all the progress we made doesn't get different here. All right, so give me 2 seconds. All right, so 408, you said?
Uh-huh. 234-0518.
All right, perfect. Okay, so what I'll do, I'll try to text this number here. I'm just going to put it like that for right now. Let's try that. Sorry, it's weird. My screen's as well, too, but I'd rather me work harder than you guys then. So give me a second. Zero, 518. There we go. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay. Cindy, I'm going to say, hi, this is John. All right, just sent it to you. Let me know you got your text.
Okay. I see it. Hi, this is John. Hold on one second.
That's not how you do it.
Wait one second. Let's see if that is what he wants. You're saying it's something else.
No.
Okay. What? How did you do that? Show me how you did that, sweetie. All right. So it looks like sent you two of them. Sent you
okay.
I sent you the first one, and then my lady had a better way of doing it. She's like, "That's not how you do it. You do it this way."
Hey, listen to your lady, man. They're genius, I swear. And the first rule is they're always right, right?
That's why she's the CFO of my company. I need someone smart to help me with this stuff.
Yes, sir. Hey, yep, that's it. All right.
She gets upset with me mostly because I'm not fast. My brain's not working as fast as her brain. See, the problem is my brain shuts off. Yours doesn't. That's the difference. I gotta turn mine back on.
I'm hurting. So let me and my wife over here. My brain is shut off, man. Come on. I literally say the same thing. Oh, my cheeks hurt. Okay. All right, but I got it. And let's go over the next thing here is how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, check, card only? How would you say?
As of right now, it's just cash and check.
Cash and check. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then also, I put in 20 miles out of Chico. Is that about right, or do you like, because it goes up to 50 miles for you guys. I just want to make sure, and no additional charge, of course.
And when you say up to 50 miles, you're talking about where it's going to populate Captain Todd's 50-mile circle is what you're saying, around Chico?
You got it, yeah. So you got 50 miles from your address. I'll put it like that, like a big circle around it, 50 miles in all directions.
Yes.
Okay. So you want me to do 50 miles out?
Correct.
Okay. Sounds good. And, again, if you need to modify that, if people are calling too far out or anything like that, you can always condense it, okay? And then as far as your hours of operations, Monday through Friday, through Saturday, 24/7, what would you want to be found as?
Yeah, so it's Monday through Friday, but remember we had that, I don't know if you can put weekends on emergency basis or you can put half day on weekends or something like that.
I could put calling or emergencies only on weekends. Yeah. But what would your regular hours be, though, Monday through Friday?
8 to 5.
8 to 5 it is. Okay.
Eight to five, yeah.
weekends.
And then I think instead of that 50-mile circle, if we can change that back to a 30-mile circle, that would be better.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty fine. Let me change that back.
50 too far. That's an hour out and then an hour back.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, ah, all right, whatever, you know, gas prices for me, an hour out and back. No thanks.
Yeah, that's just way too far. Because he will be like, well, it says you go this far. And you're like, yeah, well, I'm busy today, sorry.
Yep, yep. And then, Todd, on the card that we'll be using today, is it just the first Todd Shields, or is there a middle initial on there as well?
It's my business account, so it says Todd Ronald Shields is what it says on there, and then it says Captain Todd's LLC.
Okay, got it. And then, because I just got to put it in the way it shows on the card. Don't worry, we're not going to do that. I got you.
It's spelled out Todd Ronald Shields is what, gotcha. How it is on the card.
Okay, all right. And is it the same billing as far as the address to the card that we have on file here that we went over earlier?
Yep, same. Yes, it's the same address.
Awesome. Okay. So I'm sending this information to our techs right now, all this that we just went over for now. That way they can get started on a few things. Give me just a moment. And then, boom. Okay. I always like to do triple checks of everything before I send stuff, so bear with me. Make sure you're set tomorrow at 2 p.m. Okay, that's good there. And then the next part that we're going to do is set up a security question for you guys. Now, this is very important. I've actually had a few customers of my own give me an email saying, hey, listen, someone's going to try to say their name is John and ask for information. I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they don't know your security question or your answer, I would like you to please hang up that phone right away, okay? There is,
okay,
unfortunately people out there that it's just not right. So make sure you guys are taken care of. All right, here we go. Security question. We have three random questions. Okay, I'm pulling up the system's going to pop the three right now. Click there. Oh, it's going to take it forever. Sorry. Let's try this again.
You can't pick what your security questions are?
It's going to be three random questions. Now, you can write whatever answer you want for sure, but it'll just only pop up three. Yep. I'm reloaded again. I don't know what happened there. All right. So the first one is mother's maiden name. Second one is city you were born in or your first pet's name.
It's always those. Those are not random, John. Those are not random.
This is the one they put right here. That's why I was like, let me reload this.
I don't want to use my mother's maiden name. I don't want to give that information to nobody.
Yeah, and you could also make it up the answer, too. So it's not like, you know, I always tell this to a few people of mine as well.
That's fine.
As long as you guys remember what it is.
It's a statement.
Okay. Gotcha. All
right, so mother's maiden name is Smith.
Okay, sounds good. S-M-I-T-H, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, if anyone calls in, like I said, you know, they pose as that or anything like that, do not give them hints either. Like, don't say, what's my mother's maiden name? Like, say, what's my security question? I've had that happen before, so, okay. All right. The next part we're going to do is our voice verification process. Everything's recorded, and that way, an added form protection for you guys, okay? So,
I thought we were doing three. Are we doing three questions or just one?
Oh, just that one. Yes, sir. So it's okay, one of those three. You got it. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as your where we're at? Oh, yeah. Voice verification part. So I'm going to ask a few questions, make sure it sounds as clear as possible. But if you have questions for me, by all means, either one of you, just say, John, can you stop for a second? I have a question on this. I'll be more than happy to elaborate on it, okay? So
thank you.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Captain Todd's Lighting and Electrical.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, Todd Ronald Shields.
Thank you. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
And you're authorized to you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there. That's why I wanted to make sure to set up that security questions and everything first, okay? So please, 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 please let us know if anyone tries to do anything like that, okay?
10-4.
Yes, sir. All right, I'm going to continue. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on December 1st in a non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the first of every month in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Perfect, sir. All right. So we're on the last part over here, Todd. We have when address is set. What kind of card is it that we'll be using? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, Discover?
This is MasterCard.
MasterCard it is. Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you guys are.
All right. So real quick question before I give you this card number.
You sure?
This local slot. I mean, so the lady called me. I'd like to pull up the Local Splash website. You know what I mean? And see
perfectly fine. Here, I'll send that to you right now in a text. I'm just gonna text that same number, is that okay?
Sure. Can I also do it just Local Splash on the web search?
Yeah, of course. You can do localsplash.com right in the search. And I just sent it as a text as well too. We are legit. Oh, Todd, I hope I didn't lose you there.
Yep, no, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, cool. Got really quiet there. But yes,
I was just looking at your home site. That's all.
There you go. Okay.
Now I'm assuming once we do this, there will be some type of email sent to me where it says log in, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Where you'll be able to track certain stuff or whatever.
Yes. Actually, that's the part we'll get to right now. So as soon as the payment goes through on there, I stay on the phone with you. I make sure of this, okay? I walk you through so that way you can see the invoice. It goes through text and through email. And then after that, we'll get to that part where it has your account login and password. Once you get there, the text will develop that with you tomorrow and go over that. Now, I'm going to tell you, Todd, that I want to make sure that I try my very best to introduce you guys during that time so that way you're not just, I don't think, hey, goodbye. But if I'm caught up in a meeting or anything like that, I want to apologize ahead of time because I would like to really be there to introduce you guys first, okay? So I want to make sure everyone feels comfortable. Yeah. All right?
Cool. All right. I just need to give you some info.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
All right, so start off with the 5 4 8 0 1 4 6 9 4 6 3 7 7 1 1 5 validation. Month is 07, year is 26.
Okay. And then,
security code is 750.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I love to always do a triple check because you guys are at a very low rate and you're going to be grandfathered in for life as long as you're with us, okay? So I want to make sure I do that before I process the payment. So give me just a second here. Refresh. Okay. All right, we're looking good. So we're only at 249. So I'm going to process the payment here. Let me know, or actually, I'm going to let you know, as soon as it goes through, you should receive a text first. But I'll let you know as soon as it processes through. There it goes. You should receive a text any minute here and an email with the invoice on there. Let me know which one comes first. Should be popping up any second here.
All right. Local / initial invoice.
Hey, there we go. And is it on a text or an email that you got?
Email.
Okay,
and then
perfect.
It shows access, dashboard, all that other stuff.
Yep. All right. So like I said, everything is in detail over here as well with your Facebook ads and everything on here. And just being honest with you guys, I kind of threw in the website for free on the house only. Okay. So, but from here, if you pop open that email with the invoice, there should be a spot where it says to click here to sign terms and conditions. This will be our very last step here in the process.
Yeah. It says, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Yep. There you go. And then you'll see all of it in there. If you're at the bottom, you'll be able to electronically you can sign your name by just typing it in the way it looks on there. And then also, there's a check bar, checks, like a box that you have to check off. It's either below or above it.
I see it. I certify that I'm the authorized holder. Click here and type your name as seen above. You just want, it just shows my name in, it just shows two parts of my name.
What two parts though? Does it show Todd Shields or
no,
does it
I'm
show?
Just, yeah, it just
oh.
says it just says Todd Shields. So
okay, yeah, that's okay. Fine. Yeah, okay.
All right, so then it's gonna it asks me for a username and password. So is this where I'm gonna set this?
Yep, you are set. Yeah, this is the part the technicians are gonna set up with you tomorrow. Okay, and I make sure I have it here. Yep, set for 2 o'clock tomorrow. All right. Todd, I'm sorry. Is it your wife that was next to you over there? Is she still with you?
Yeah, she's here. She's stuffing her face right now. She can't talk anymore.
All right. Well, hey, it's a pleasure getting to know you guys. it's been an adventure over here. But I'm going to say thank you for joining the team over here. Welcome to the family. All right. We're going to take care of you guys.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
All right, yes, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And then, again, you have my information as well. Please don't ever hesitate to reach out to me if you need me, okay?
All right, thanks, John.
All right, you take care, Todd. Bye, Mr. Shields. You guys take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.